laxity of the joints, the ligaments, and the muscles in 5 to 10 minutes of deep diaphragmatic breathing that's 1-to-1 ratioed, you can in 20 minutes of stretching. In other words, that breathing mechanism is more powerful than stretching. Now, if you add it to the stretching, you get even more power. But that type of breathing, taken in a little class, or maybe you just stop upstairs in the fresh air on the balcony or something, and just do maybe 5 or 10 minutes of perfect 1-to-1 breathing. Holding, exhale. It calms the mind, it helps you be more appreciative of life, and it also brings a physiology back into balance. It balances out the pH in the body, which lubricates the joints and allows the joints to work better. How many would like to have looser joints? Do you know, if I took a respiratory therapist organization in Texas at a conference. I took 20 people that were in the track team, and on this track team, I said, you got 15 minutes to do any form of stretching that you like. We'll measure you before and after on a certain number of the joints of the body to see the range of motion improvement. And I took the same number of people over here, and I had them go through this breathing mechanism. And this breathing mechanism, in 5 minutes, accomplished more range of motion change than all the stretching that they did together. The stretching itself changes the adhesions, but the breathing loosens up the joints. If you put the two together, you maximize your flexibility and mobility. And how many would agree that when you have a stiff part of you and you're stiff, you feel older? How many would agree with it? You can feel it. And you don't act as confidently. You're not as socially outgoing. And when all of a sudden those are more flexible, you free yourself up again. So that adds life to years and years to life in that way. In addition to that, you also have the cardiovascular system. The cardiovascular system has been shown that when we share love with people, we open up our arteries. When we're willing to receive love from people, we open up our veins. I'm going to say that again. When we share love with people and share a thank you and a love for people, we literally dilate and open up the blood vessels and allow them, in a sense, to feel the warmth of our circulation coming out of us. It's like a warmth and an energy coming out of us, an aura, if you will. If all of a sudden we are willing to receive because we're able to see that what we see in them is in ourselves and we reflect that and we're able to love ourselves, we're able to receive that in our veins. People that have difficulty in our cardiovascular system many times have broken hearts or miscommunicated love in some cases. But if they go back and make a list of all the people in their life that they've not shared their love with, and maybe write a quick letter of thanks and love to all those people, and all the things that they think that they have done that is unworthy of love, maybe look and see how it might have served somebody and show love back to yourself, you'll notice that the vitality, the energy, and the circulation go up. And you'll see that there's a more vitality and more energy coming to your life. The next aspect is the digestive system, and it's been shown that caloric restriction, having less food, people live longer. Now, I don't mean you have to go on a Gandhi diet, although I had the opportunity to read his own writings and memoirs years ago. This gentleman did amazing studies of self-analysis, but it's been shown that if a person eats less, they live longer. That's been pretty established. Now, what's interesting is, each person here has a metabolism. If that metabolism gets too high, they get too high temperatured, they oxidize the body and they age quicker. If they eat less, they end up having a lower metabolism and they end up living longer. There is a correlation between the development of species, in addition to us, that the faster their heart rate and respiration rate, the shorter their life. And the longer that they live, the slower their respiration rates are. So we have, in a sense, bigger brains, larger bodies, deeper breaths, and longer breaths as we mature and get older. But if we allow ourselves to eat less, our metabolism goes down, our temperature in our body goes down, and we preserve ourselves longer. People that eat too much, they go quicker. People that eat less, they tend to go down. How many of you would agree that we are more inspired about looking in the mirror when we are in that shape than if we are in the other shape? How many agree? So therefore, we get two birds and one stone. We're more appreciative of our form, and we also get to live longer. Another aspect of it is consistency in our diet. Sometimes we eat 3 meals in a day, and then 2 meals in a day, and then 4 meals in a day, and then when we snack. And then we eat 5 meals in a day, and then 1 meal a day, and then we feel guilty, and we don't eat at all. And then we go out and exercise because we pigged out, and we create a yo-yo. How many of you know what a yo-yo is? You create a yo-yo dynamic. All right, I feel guilty because I've eaten too much, so I'm going to work out tomorrow. And then when I work out tomorrow, I feel good about myself, so I can pig out. And then when I pig out, I feel guilty about myself, and it's back and forth. What is wise to do is reduce the volatility. People who reduce that volatility live longer. It's wiser to have consistency, moderation, and a rhythm to it than it is to have a volatile dietary system. Our intestinal systems, I'm sure you've all had intestinal cramps and bloat. How many of you had that before? At least two of you, yeah? The rest of you are liars. All right, but anyway, it's been shown that if we eat an arrhythmia, we have an arrhythmia in the diet. We eat at 9 o'clock one day, at 6 o'clock the next, at 12 o'clock the next, and it's all arrhythmic. Our intestinal system gets cramped. It gets bloated. It has